Welcome to Let's Talk Her Wellness. Hey girl, hey, it's your girl, your wellness coach, Lynette Thomas. And joining me is my co-host.
This is Lisa Z. I'm so excited to be here, Lynette. This is going to be an amazing show. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, it is. And honey, I am excited about it too. It's needed. And I'm just excited to get into it. And we have a special guest and I just absolutely love her. But you know what? Before we do all of that, you know, I'm always going to ask you, Lisa, what are you drinking? What's in your cup today?
You always asking me that. You just nosy. Listen.
Yes, I like being nosy. Today. Listen, and turn it around. Let me see what
let me let you see what's happening right here. Say,
Beauty Boss.
Ha ha. Beauty Boss.
She's such a girl.
So today, I'm going to actually take a little sip.
It's so good.
Today, I have one of my special teas that I love to drink. It's a coconut oolong tea.
Look at you. Just fancy.
Oolong.
Fancy.
Oolong. What you know about the oolong tea?
Oh, I know about that.
All right.
Pair it with some green tea.
Yes.
They two are a great marriage.
Yeah, they are. They really are. As always, I love to share little tidbits of why I choose my teas. And so this particular wellness tea is called oolong, but it has been infused with coconut. So it has such a smooth taste and it's so pleasant. It has a very light floral note to it. And so I love this tea. And one of the reasons why I love it is because oolong is not as popular as black tea or maybe your green tea, but it is popular in Japan and in China. It is kind of like a health tonic that they use. And so it has so many incredible benefits. Like, it really is amazing. And I used to drink this tea all the time when I was going through some weight loss challenges. And so the oolong tea is very, very good for actually when you're trying to lose weight. Okay. It's full of antioxidants. It's, like I said, it's great for weight loss. And we had a conversation before the show started about diabetes. So this tea right here, it lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes. And so it has been studied in Japan that this tea really, it reduces it by like 30%. And so it's really, really good. It supports your immune system and lowers the risk of stroke as well.
That's good.
Heart disease. Listen, I'm always looking for teas to support my skin health. As you know, I'm in beauty. And so that is important for me to always maintain my skin health. And so this is great for eczema. Great for eczema. And so
you better say that one again.
Yeah. So it also strengthens your teeth and your bone density. And so this tea is just amazing. And so I chose this tea as I'm moving into a really big project. I wanted to kind of drop some weight. So instead of my ginger tea in the morning, I'm now going with my oolong tea with a little bit of honey. And that's it. That's what I'm rocking this morning.
So I love it.
Girlfriend, what you doing? What you rocking?
Especially this time of year, because we are in that season where we need to hydrate.
Yes.
Especially if you're home, we got to turn our heat on now. And so the hydrating is so important, because what a lot of people don't realize is that you do never want to become dehydrated.
Right.
And with the air in your house now, it dries out, especially I have dry eyes. So all my dry eye friends out there,
yes,
I know your eyes is taking a beating right now. And it is because of the dry heat in your home. So it is important for you to go out, get you a dehumidifier. And I've been putting the Vicks inside of it, and it really just puts the moisture back into your home, back into your skin. And so as we are going through that season, dry skin, psoriasis, eczema is aggravated more in the winter
time. Very much so.
So getting you good shea butter. Let me tell you, go to that website at www.butterflyessentialwellness.com and order your shea butter, okay? And so I got my good girlfriend, look like, you know, one of those 80s.
Oh, she cute.
And it just make you think about that, them songs, very superstitious, riding on the wall. Oh, that's that God. Kind of girl cup. And what's in her cup? Water. Sometimes you got to take a break from it all and get as much water in as possible. Some people say, oh, I can't stand water. Well, put a lemon up in there, put some strawberries up in there. Go and get you some sprigs of, you know, rosemary you can put in there. You can put lemongrass in your water. You know, you can infuse your water, put strawberries, cut up some strawberries and kiwi and put it in your water. Put grapes. You freeze your grapes, right? Freeze your grapes and then drop them in your drink. That is so good. I like cucumber water. I just drink a lot of cucumber
water. Oh, I love cucumber water.
And I put rosemary in there. Yeah. And that is so good. And for all of my people that swell and have edema and things like that, just get some nice organic parsley, put it in your water, let it seep, and you drink that, and that is your natural water pill. And
love it.
That is what I'm drinking with me and my girlfriend over here. Well, guess what?
I'm okay with that.
Well, ladies, we are going to pause while you grab your favorite herbal drink, your pen, an amazing journal. Then we are going to come back, and we're going to jump into this wellness hot topic that we have planned for you today. So you really want to go grab your girlfriends today, because I believe that this is a topic that we all want to hear today. So we're going to wait. We're going to go, girls, go. We'll be back. We're waiting for you right on the curve. We're waiting for you. Ladies, we are back and we are excited and we are going to get into it. But before we do, let me introduce to you our special guest, my sister, and she to the world. Her ministry is amazing, Antara Rashida, and she is a woman traumatologist. Let me say that again. Okay, you got your pens, right, ladies? Write this down. She is a woman traumatologist and her ministry is Restoring the Remnant. And Antara, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, ladies. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
As a womanish traumatologist, I unearth the language of pain to dismantle intergenerational trauma in the lives of families to bring healing to your lineage and hope to your legacy through Restoring the Remnant. I can be found on my website at restoringtheremnantrtr.org. You also can find me on Instagram as womanist traumatologist. And Restoring the Remnant RTR has a Instagram page as well. And so those are a few ways that you can connect with me. And you can also email me at restoring.remnant@gmail.com.
Awesome. 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 Ladies, and we are going to have her to say that again, just in case you was trying to write and keep up with all that. And you couldn't keep up with all that, but you can always, always, again, reach out to us at letstalkherselfcare@gmail.com. And you could ask your questions, ask how you can get in contact with her, and we will provide all that information. But I'm going to have her to say it again, and she's going to say it real slow. And so you can write that down, because we want you to be able to reach out to her with any type of trauma, anything that you are going through. we don't have to suffer alone. And this is the reason for this show. Let's Talk Her Wellness. You know, we want you to have a place to go. We don't want you to suffer in silence because you don't have to. So, Antara, we're going to get right into this great, good topic. And we want to give people a few healthy ways to deal with grief, just period, but even more during the holidays, because the holidays are so for some people, it is just, for some people, they don't even want to live. That's how serious this thing really is. They don't know how to go on. They don't know how to cope. And I just want you to just dive right into that and tell us, how do we deal with grief? How do we deal with grief? And then I'll come back around and share a few healthy ways that could help you cope. So tell us, Antara, how do, for somebody that's, you know, going through this, this is tough for me. You know, one of the things that we say to people is to get around family. Don't be alone. And there's one part of me that says sometimes being alone is good because it can help you process some things. And then sometimes you being by yourself is not good, being around people, but not just anybody, because some people, honestly, and not on purpose, but some people can say the darndest things. How do you comfort somebody that has lost their loved one? How do you do that?
So one of the first things that I will say is, when it comes to the journey of grief, you cannot predict, but you can prepare. And what I mean by that is that, you know, the holidays are coming, right? And you know that you have experienced a great loss. And you can prepare yourself to be emotional. You can prepare yourself to have some memories, but you can't predict how that's going to show up. And I think that the preparation is key, because I had a great conversation unexpectedly with someone yesterday evening, and this was the topic. And one of the things that she said that was key was she prepared herself. But what you just said, Lynette, was about don't be alone. Right? Get with your family. But sometimes when family is dealing with that grief, it becomes exactly what I wish everyone could see Lisa wearing right now. You have to calm your chaos.
Yeah.
And that can be a challenge, right? Uh-huh. Which will make you say, I wish I would have been alone. Right? And so again, I want to go back to, you can't predict, right? But you can prepare. And so you prepare by first accepting that there's now a newness. One of the hardest parts of the grief journey is wanting to repeat practices that have now shifted.
Wow.
Right? And so you may want to do things around the holidays that was your parents' favorite, but your parent is no longer here. And so the same joy, the same happiness is not centered around it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so you feel more despondent. You become more frustrated. And again, it helps when you prepare that there needs to be some change, right? And so let's create some new memories. What does that look like? Right. And so my family used to get with grandma for her birthday, because her birthday often fell on Thanksgiving. So now she's not here. So what that looks like is a Zoom call maybe 2 days before. Right. Yeah. And preparing. Right. But you can't predict how people are going to respond. So some are going to show up. Right. Because they need that, where some are going to choose to be alone. Mm-hmm. And so understanding also is a key, right? So you can't predict, you can prepare, but then you also have to gain some understanding, and hopefully you won't lean on your own. And when we talk about getting some understanding in the grief journey, is what I'm talking about getting understanding in. And so first there's a neighborhood of anger and denial, right? Then there's a neighborhood of no hope. And then there's a neighborhood of new beginnings. If you don't know these things, it makes the grief journey difficult because then you start to associate shame and guilt. I shouldn't be mad. I shouldn't feel like this. When you have every right to feel that way, because that's part of the process to healing. And oftentimes people find themselves in that neighborhood of no hope during the holiday. And this is when it's important that you are surrounded by hope dealers, right?
This is why
you are surrounded by faith fortifiers, right? People that will be able to be there and be compassionate with you. When Jesus saw the heart of Lazarus' sisters, right? When she was crying about her brother being dead, the first thing he did was he wept with her.
Wow, that's good.
Right? So it says, mourn with those who mourn. And rejoice with those who will rejoice. Don't try to fix it. It's a reality for that person. The grief is there. Either the person has passed, the relationships have shifted, they are no longer as healthy as they could be. They might have been the person who used to always cook Thanksgiving. Their health may not allow them to do that anymore. There's grief associated with that.
Yeah, that's good. That is so good that you said that, because I'm like, get out of my tips, Antara. But that is so good, because one of the things you said, prepare. I like that, because one of the things that I was thinking about was, you know that the holidays are coming. And so you know that this is like a really, really, really tough time for you. So one of the things that I thought about was, it is an amazing idea to call your therapist, your coach, and say, the holidays are coming for me. This is not a good time for me. And this, Antara, seems like a really good idea to have a couple sessions with your coach, with your therapist before the holidays, so that maybe you can get a sheet of paper and write down your triggers. That's something that we want to talk about too, because people have triggers. Some know what their triggers are and some don't. They just know that when I see, hear, feel certain things, it triggers me. And so I was looking at a show, a reality show of some sort, and the person was going, they were invited to a outing with some friends, and they knew that they had triggers. So they met with their counselor or their therapist before this event.
That's so good.
And so the counselor was able to say to them, this is your triggers. This is what you want to do. You know, she prepared her for this outing that could potentially have some triggers in it. So she gave her tools on what to do and how to handle herself, what conversations to, you know, be in and not be in. And she was able to go to this event that she had to go to because of business. And she was able to handle herself. And when certain conversations came up at that particular time, she says, I'm going to be leaving now. It was great coming. She showed her face. She did what she needed to do. And at that time, she knew that it was time to go. And I thought that was so good. And I'm thinking in terms of, you know, the holidays are coming up. Maybe this is a really good time to have some sessions with your therapist and your coach so that they can give you some tools on how to cope.
That's beautiful. beautiful. That's an example of preparation. I don't think that there's a better illustration of what it means to prepare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I really like that. So I've wrote down some tips for dealing with grief. Accept some loneliness. Loneliness is completely normal, but it is important not to get too isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of those tips, you talked about it, Antara, was choose good company. Choose good company. The second tip was be gentle with yourself. Because like you said, sometimes we could be too hard on ourselves. And I think, too, a word that sticks out to me is expectation. And when that don't happen, because like you said, the whole family is grieving. Maybe there was a cake that was always made, or maybe you guys met at the same place and you always had a big family dinner, you know, but what happens when the family say, we're not going to have a big dinner this year. This year for me, Montara, I cook every year and I'm entertaining family every year. And this year I decided not to cook and I decided that we would go out for dinner. And I'm going to tell you, I felt like a fish out of water. This was very different for me. And although I was saying this isn't about me, it's about family. But then this time I said, no, this is about you. This is time for you to rest and relax and get used to being served. Allowing somebody else to serve you. And I tell you, we went to a beautiful restaurant. When I tell you, God blessed, because we ordered certain things. And because of my mother-in-law, she is so like, you know, the whole town and her faithfulness. The manager came out and said, you guys aren't going to have any Thanksgiving meal. And we were like, we all have our favorites. And so we want our favorites. And so he said, I'm going to on the house. I want them to bring out everything on our Thanksgiving meal. And they sat it on the table. And we were able to have a little bit of Thanksgiving with our meal. And I tell you what, after that dinner was over, I felt such a peace. And I'm like, wow. You know what? I think I might be doing this every year, but that's what it was. It felt so good. And I'm like, wow, I don't have to clean up. I can just go. Everybody's good. Everybody had leftovers. Oh, wow. I'm like, when you allow yourself to feel, that is so just amazing. That Thanksgiving for me was different. It was really different for me. And so I love when it says be gentle with yourself. And the third one is get extra rest. And I have a couple more, but get extra rest. I think that when you rest your body, because your body needs that rest, it needs that peace, it needs that stillness. I think that when people are grieving, you notice, Santara, that they're always busy. They're always serving. They're always doing. They're doing because they don't want to deal. They don't want to deal. They don't know how to deal. And I just don't want to think about it. So I'm just going to work.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to that?
For restoring the remnant is to help people understand that rest is not a reward. It is a requirement.
Right?
And so what is modeled for us in the basic instructions before leaving Earth, those first 6 days, right? But that seventh day of rest, right? That's a requirement for us. Mm-hmm. And we look at it like, and he says it, the Sabbath was not made for you. You were made for the Sabbath, right? And wow. So the Sabbath was made for you, rather. And so we are supposed to take advantage of that requirement. And when we are plugged back in to the source, right, then we can be a resource, right? We can be used by him to be a blessing instead of a burden, because we are projecting, right, instead of proclaiming. We're called to proclaim, not project. And so depending on where our energy is, and so when we're not rested, we're frustrated. And so people that are grieving, people that are on that journey, when you said in your second offering of be gentle with yourself, I want to expand that and say, and with others, right? Because depending on what you have chosen to do, if your family is grieving, you now have to take into consideration, it's not just me. It's not just me. And what you said was key in the preparation of going to see your coach or your therapist and getting the understanding of what your triggers are. But remember, I said you can't predict. So you can't predict how somebody else acts in their grief. You may have never seen that side of them.
Right.
So your expectation, again, right? All of this ties in. What is your expectation when you go? And so maybe the best thing to do is not to have any expectation, right? To go with an open mind and an open heart and say, yo, we are all been affected, but we've all been affected differently, right? Just because you've seen somebody grieve over a cousin doesn't mean you know how they grieve when grandma goes, right? So you can't just say, well, we've been through grief before. The journey is different every time.
Right.
Yeah.
And so again, rest is not something that should be a reward. It is something that we should be intentionally placing in our day to day. It's a spirit of sabotage when you stay up to 1, 2, 3 in the morning, knowing that you have a 9 a.m. meeting. You are sabotaging yourself.
Yeah.
You are not giving yourself the opportunity to rejuvenate. Our bodies do the best in its rejuvenation process between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m.
Right.
And so when we don't give our bodies that opportunity, we're just pushing it and we're pushing it and we're just pushing it. And that affects how we grieve, because when we're tired, we're emotional. Right? Have you ever, like, you, when you tired, you sometimes you find yourself, you just crying. Why are you crying? I'm tired. I'm just so tired. I'm just trying to get through. When you're hungry, right? And you become hangry, right? Our emotions, everything is interconnected.
Yes.
So taking care of ourselves helps the grieving process.
Mm-hmm. That is so good. I'm Tara, I have a question for you in terms of the process of healing. What's some of the framework that you offer to assist someone in their healing or dealing with the trauma during this time?
So I consider these conversations triumphant talks, right? I don't consider myself a coach or anything of that nature, a therapist. We have triumphant talks to help people become more self-aware about their pain. So when I say I unearth the language of pain, I give you the opportunity to say the things that, you know, people would say, you shouldn't say that, right? Because it helps you actually release, which is part of the process, to be able to be restored. I always use the example of the person who did the mass shooting at a concert, probably sat and rocked for a while and said, yo, I just want to shoot up 50 feet. And didn't have an outlet to say that.
Wow.
And so that thought, it just continued to grow and grow and grow until it actually became an action. And so I want you to be able to release your thoughts and these triumphant talks and have a safe place to be able to express some of the things that you think you shouldn't even be thinking about. Once we get past that component, then we can talk about the different steps that it's going to take for you to really start the healing process. How do we acknowledge the hurts that may have taken place? how do we look at the different triggers that are associated when things get pulled back as you're trying to heal? Because the healing process is not straight. And so what does that false bridge look like when we go from anger to new beginnings without visiting the no hole? And so there's different levels to people's grief. Again, some grief is associated with death. So then we have to take a different route to deal with your emotions because those are permanent. And then in terms of the death, but then you may have someone who you have lost relationship with and reconciliation is still an option. And so are you willing to take the steps to acknowledge and say, I'm wrong, and take the accountability if that's the role that you've played? Mm-hmm. Or are you willing to let that person express the role that they played in hurting you? And are you mature enough to hear it and heal? Or are you still looking to vindicate? And you have to be honest about that.
Wow.
Because that makes a difference in how we heal. And a lot of times people don't want to give you a safe place to say that because it's filled with judgment. It's filled with misunderstanding and condemnation. Mm. And instead of catching people in their acts, right? Again, let's give people a safe place to say, this is where I am and this is what I'm feeling. And I'm scared that it's going to lead to this.
Mm. That is so good. But how do you build up the trust though? Because they have to trust you to actually get to that place of truth. You know, getting all the way down to the root of the thing. How you deal with that? How do you pull that honesty out of all those thoughts that are taking place in their mind, you know, so they can actually lay it down and deal with it?
So I had a good girlfriend call me one day, and one of the things is she's my good girlfriend, so she already had some history with me, right? What I realized is out of that relationship, transparency is my power. Transparency is the key. Okay. And understanding that I can't be afraid to say what needs to be said to help other people heal. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and every word of our testimony. So when people say, I'm not going to tell it all because you couldn't handle it, it's also because you still have a lot of shame associated.
Oh, that's good.
Right? He said to be naked and unashamed. If God be for me, who can be against me? So what are you really going to do with what I tell you? Right? Because if I believe that your opinion of me is none of my business, then I should be able to mind my business. And that means share what needs to be shared to help somebody else come out of their situation. Mm-hmm. So I told her my challenges with my mom. And one day she said to me, I wonder if it would just be better if she wasn't here anymore.
Mm.
When I confided in her, my understanding of her pain, right? Not agreeing with her, just saying, I understand your pain because I know what it's like to be unloved by the very thing that has you, right? And you're saying to yourself, how is this possible? You're my mom. You're supposed to. And then when you learn their trauma and their triggers, right? Yes. It can help lead you to a triumphant place. But what's in between trauma and triumph? And I believe it's transparency.
Wow. I love that.
That's the breakthrough. Transparency is the breakthrough. I don't want to hear about what you learned in the classroom. Tell me how you apply that thing.
Right. That's so
good. Where I am. That's really where I am, Lisa. That's where I am in that when mothers come to me and they want to talk, I don't just sit and listen. I'm an active listener, but I allow them to ask me questions. Do you know what it's like to have a child that's been sexually abused? Do you know what it's like to, you know, have a child that's run away? Do you know what it's like to have a child that's been inappropriate? And answer those questions to create a safe place.
A safe place, right?
A safe place.
That's good.
This is some good, good talking. Let's talk her wellness. this is good. I'm just like in awe because we hit some places and spaces that we're going to continue these topics. And so tips for dealing with grief, I'm going to give you a few more.
Okay.
Set a regular, talking about sleep. It is important that you set a regular sleep schedule. And since breath is life, right? Breathe slowly and deeply. Because you're going to find yourself in life taking a deep breath in and letting it out slow. That takes off a lot of stress right there. And you will be surprised at how many people don't know how to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
When you say take a deep breath, it's dramatic. I'm like, wow. Let's teach you how to breathe. How to breathe. Because when you learn the techniques of deep breathing, you'll never be the same. And no matter what we're going through, no matter where we are, sometimes we have to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. We are in a season now where people are trapped. The airports are packed. And you gotta wait in that long line for hours. And this is where that deep breathing come in at.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Where you could center yourself. Mm-hmm. Because when you breathe right, it calms you all the way down. You can hear and you can better communicate with people. And the other one is get moving. Movement is good. Because you have some people, everybody deal with their grief different. You have some people want to ball up. They want to sleep. They want to close all of their vitamin D out the room. And they just want to just be in that dark place. But in anything that we go through, when our bodies go through trauma, movement is vital to your lymphatic system.
That's good.
Movement is good for your immune system. Because when we're not moving, blood is not pumping as it should. You know, so move, take a walk. You know, get moving. I didn't say get busy. I said get moving. Move your body because it's important. Everything can flow. All the pumping mechanisms in your body can flow. Your immune system can thrive. You can start to feel again. Mm-hmm. All of that brain activity can get to flowing. And all of that good, all of those good liquids and fluids can revise you and revitalize you because God designed the body to heal itself. Mm-hmm. And so feel the movement. Now you're moving, now feel the movement. Feel your body moving. Feel your heartbeat coming back. Take those deep breaths. Right? And then try your hand at crafts. Start creating stuff. Get back to if you had a you know, something that you like to do, you want to play tennis or, you know, you good at making stuff and creating. Get your mind also moving in the right direction. And one day at a time, doesn't have to be, you don't have to do everything all at once, but you're moving, you're feeling your movement, you're deep breathing, and you're getting around good company. And it's okay to talk about it. Because when you talk about it, the more you talk about it, the more all of that toxins is coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. Because when you hold it in, it's building up and it's turning into back pain. Because that pain and that hurt and those toxins are going to manifest physically in your body somewhere. Somewhere. So we want to let it out. And last but not least, get the support you need, because there is support out there for you. And if you're in the right company, like you said, Hope Dealers, they're going to be able to refer you. They're going to be able to point you in the right direction, because the right information can save and change your life. It really can. And that's why it is so important that your village is healthy. Because although they might be going through it too, if they're healthy, hey, I know you hurt me, but I need you to eat these carrots. We all eating them, you know? We all eating a salad.
Hey, oh my goodness.
All going to therapy. You can come with us. That's what the Hope Dealers are going to do. But they're not going to sit around and talk about things that are going to pull you down. Pull you down. Like, man, I know this, but can you talk some hope to me? It's important what you listen to when I'm going through certain things. It ain't that R&B music going to do it for me. Not that rap going to do it for me. But you got to put things in your ear that's going to speak to you. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to lift you up, because that's what we need. We need lifting up. So, and Tara, what is some of your, you know, your closing inspiration nuggets that you can give?
So remember what I said, I just want to give you the scripture, Mark 2:27. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Take your rest. Take your rest. And the more you rest, the less you have to be rescued. And it's important to understand that there are trauma healing groups. Like I shared earlier, we are having one at the end of the year celebration. So it's actually going to be starting this Thursday at 6 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. And then again Friday, and then Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And so you really need to attend all sessions. But in the trauma healing group, we talk about how to heal from the wounds of the heart. And so it's a small group of 6 to 12 people, and it's intimate because it's important for you to have a safe place to, you know, share. You don't have to be too transparent, because we don't want to re-trigger or re-traumatize anyone, but we want to be able to give you the tools, the triumphant tools, to learn how to walk on your new journey. And then again, like you said, we have a lot of things that are inspiring us today, but the trials and tribulations that I have lived require Jesus. And that's what makes it different from a triumphant versus a therapeutic process when people come to see, you know, me and hear what it is that Restoring the Remnant is offering. It was Jesus that helped me when, you know, my child couldn't be found. It was Jesus that helped me with my mind, you know, being raised by someone who was deeply depressed and a father who was a pimp, right? Having two daughters who have their own special needs. One who is dealing with lupus and, you know, a Rose-Eye Dorfman and hereditary spherocytosis. So there's no other wonderful counselor for me other than Jesus. And he's made some in his image that are called therapists. And I suggest you get you one. But you need someone that knows the word. When you need a hope dealer, yeah, I can play a beautiful song from The Lion King.
but it may be inspiring, but it won't keep you grounded when life starts coming at you from all sides. And I think that that is what separates Restoring the Remnant from, you know, other practices, right? I can't say any other greater name, because even after therapy, I still had to come home and pray. You understand me? Even after sitting with my therapist and working through that plan, I had to come home and fast. And so there are just some things that are going to require you to lean on your faith, even though there may be other factors that can help you get through. And so come to the trauma healing groups. I do one-on-one triumphant talks. I hold conversation cafes with sororities and fraternities and other organizations to really talk about their vision and their purpose and how their individual trauma may be affecting the plan that they had for their organization and how they can get
that.
They can get back to the root of their why. Right? Because that's what trauma is doing. It's coming to kill and destroy. We know that our parents won't live always. We know children die young, but it doesn't change the fact that it hurts. Mm-hmm. But it also needs us to understand that God is with us in our hurt. Mm-hmm. And so don't try to exempt him from the equation, right? Go to where you need to go. Do what you need to do. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all will be added to you in the grief journey. Jesus will cry with you. He's not afraid of your tears. Jesus wept, right? So let's just be strong and courageous. It takes a lot to heal. It takes a lot to heal. It takes bravery to heal, because healing hurts. So surround yourself with these hope dealers. Keep listening to, you know, her wellness. Listen to what it is that God is telling you to do individually. Because what he tells you to do to heal, he may not say to somebody else. And so you have to have a relationship with him. Mm. Right? And so come through Restoring the Remnant. Again, if you want to reach me, restoring.remnant@gmail.com. We also can be found on Facebook and on Instagram. And under Instagram, I am also Womanist Traumatologist.
That is so good. Thank you so much, Antara. You already know that you're just a part of this show because it's so, you can't do life without that traumatologist. You know, we are about, Lisa and I, Pink Friday's radio show, you know, Let's Talk Her Wellness. We are about the business of beauty and wellness, and we are about the business of healing.
That's right.
Because what makes us beautiful is the inside. That whole woman. God wants us whole.
That's it.
When that woman was at the well, he said, drink from this cup and go. He already knew her story. God knows each and every last one of our stories. And he doesn't want us broken. And he don't want us in pieces. But he want us to be at peace. And so it's through these platforms that you listening in and you tuning in. It is our business and it is our passion to go after and interview the most amazing, amazing gifts out here that's bringing amazing information to you. And so if this show is blessing you, it is just blessing your whole life, you and your girlfriends. Send us an email at letstalkherselfcare@gmail.com. And if you want to subscribe and support this show, tell them how they can do it, Lisa.
Well, as always, we thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Her Self-Care, Her Wellness, Her Whole Woman. Thank you for tuning in. But we definitely
yes
would love to have your support. And you can go to PinkFridaysRadioShow.com, scroll right to the bottom, and there is a link that says, how can you support us? So you can go ahead and click on that. It'll take you right over to our support page, and you can subscribe. You can subscribe for a nominal, minimal amount, and every little bit counts and supports our show so we can continue to get this show and this word and this information out to many, many who need it.
That is such a blessing. Yes. And we even have people that even would like to be sponsors. How, if you want your organization or your ministry to be a sponsor, how can they be a sponsor as well, Lisa?
Yeah, so they can always just email us at PinkFridaysRadioShow@gmail.com, and we will send you a media kit that give you all the information on how you can become a sponsor of a show. And if you have a particular subject that would benefit and be a blessing, we would love to highlight that and talk about that with you. So please feel free to give us an email, connect with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Oh, that is great. That is so great. So there you have it. You have the tools now. We feel so good. Antara and Lisa and I, we feel so good that we were able to share with you some tools to help you manage your grief. And you know what? Sharing is caring. Share this broadcast with as many people as you can.
Absolutely.
Share it. Share the beauty of wellness. It is a blessing and an honor to share it because you don't know who needs it. You don't know who needs to hear this right now. This very segment could snatch somebody back that possibly was on the brink of taking their own life. And sometimes, Lisa and Antara, those people you could be looking at and talking to every day.
That's right. It's so true.
And not know that they were contemplating taking their life. And they have everything in the world. You may say, man, you have everything in the world. You have it going on. And you want to take your life? Yes. Because grief don't discriminate. Pain don't discriminate. So I want to thank you again, Antara. I want to thank you, Lisa. And we want to thank our listeners for tuning in with us every Wednesday and Friday. And we just pray that this information continue to just bless your life. So you have a good day on purpose.
Today's affirmation is, give yourself the same care and attention that you give to others, and watch yourself bloom.